The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, this is Jackie Jones with the Jackie Jones Challenge, and my guest today is Jason Van Orden, and he is a podcasting expert. Now, you know, I do an internet radio show, and I believe they call it a podcast, so I'm talking to, I guess, one of my colleagues today about the business of podcasting. So I want to answer questions for people who ask me questions about podcasting. I thought I'd get someone on who does this for a living. I kind of do it for a hobby and fun, so... Jason, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, how did you become a podcasting expert?
Well, at the time podcasting kind of started showing up on the scene, I was dabbling in a variety of internet business stuff and publishing information online, marketing myself online, trying some different business ideas online. And I had just moved to New York City and was kind of looking for something new to work in and to, you know, get excited about, to brand myself in or whatever the case may be. And that's when I heard about podcasting. This is the very beginning of 2005. And as soon as I realized what podcasting was, I got really excited, and I could see that this was going to be a big game changer when it came to just online publishing, online marketing, communications, media in general. And so it just seemed like something that was going to be really important within a year or two. And so, and also it appealed to me because of, the marketing possibilities that I saw, but also I saw it as a very creative outlet, and I consider myself to be somebody who likes to be creative, and so it appealed to me in that aspect as well. And then I also had some experience with audio production and kind of the technical background, having been an engineer, a software engineer, and having been also a musician and audio engineer. So it kind of combined a lot of interests for me, and so I just made a conscious decision, I'm going to become one of the foremost experts in podcasting. And so I just dove into it, started studying everything I could find, and within a couple months or a few months started my first podcast, and within a few months after that had three podcasts going and just started trying different things and applying my marketing knowledge to my podcasts. And and so it was just a conscious decision, a desire that I had to become an expert. And then kind of the way I went about actually branding myself as an expert was through starting a tutorial website that attracted a lot of traffic and, you know, gave solid information, starting the podcast, starting a blog. All these channels were a way of getting my voice out there, getting my name out there, having people see my information, hear my voice, and start recognizing me as a source of valuable information on the topic. And now a couple years later, and have had a book published. I've spoken all over the world in a variety of conferences, and continue to teach businesses and individuals how to use podcasting to brand themselves, get their message out there, and even make money. So
fabulous. Now, what's the name of your book?
The name of the book is Promoting Your Podcast, and it's available in all the major bookstores or Amazon.com and all the usual outlets.
Okay. And the book covers starting a podcast, setting it up, all that kind of basic information for starter podcasters?
Well, actually, when the publisher approached me, that was the original idea, was to write a how-to. Mm-hmm. However, there were already a couple probably three or four excellent how-to books on the market at that time. And what I had been seeing through interacting with the podcasters coming to my site and on forums and stuff is that probably one of the primary desire of all these podcasters once they had the podcast up and going was that they wanted to know how to get more listeners to their podcast. How do I get more people to listen or to watch? And so I proposed to the publisher that we actually make a book on podcast promotion, because nobody had made a book specifically about that, and still it's the only book on that topic. And I had a lot of success in growing my audience. So we actually went with just sticking with the promotion. So the book does assume that you already have some of the how-to down. And if you don't, I mean, there's some great books out there that you can find on that topic. But promoting your podcast is all about, okay, now I have a podcast. How do I get people to come to that podcast? And you know, actually, I would recommend people read the book even in the planning and development stage of their podcast, because it talks about some of the initial things you should think about for maximum promotion later. But, you know, it's all about, okay, how do I now get the podcast out there, exposed to as many people as possible, and start attracting a loyal community and a loyal audience to my show. And so it covers all of those aspects.
Now, does it help people if they're helping to determine a niche to go into? You know, does it tell you, like, these ones are better than others, or this is how you should go about looking for an audience?
Yeah, I do talk a bit about how it's important to really niche yourself down and find the right topic and you know who it is that you're trying to reach, because that's going to determine everything from your format to your title and, you know, some different things like that. So absolutely, that's one of the important steps and something I talk about in my book. And something that I talk about very extensively with any of my clients and students, because it is a very important part of podcasting when it comes to, you know, maximizing how big your audience is going to be, how much you brand yourself, how much money you make, and things like that.
Now, you said you have a tutorial program, so how does that work?
Well, after having the podcast and my blog and the book and some of these different venues that people, were getting to know me and my information, and many of those are, you know, inexpensive or even free to access online, I had people, I was getting a lot of requests to do one-on-one consulting, and I did that for a little while. However, there's only so much time in a day and only so many people I can work with and help. So what I decided to do last year was to come up with kind of a coaching program or course. It's an 8-week course that takes you through basically all of the best practices and the foundational foundational things that for a successful podcast, and it's designed, the title is Professional Podcasting, because it's designed for anybody, either, you know, a current podcaster or a prospective new podcaster or a business who wants to create a podcast, to further their business, create new revenue streams, promote themselves more, or somebody who wants to generate, create a brand new business around podcasting. And so I came up with this course where I could actually take, you know, a group of people through an 8-week process that kind of took them through my A to Z system. And, you know, by the time they were done, they had a podcast up and running with all the best practices that I had developed. And so that's just something that now every few months I'm running, you know, this coaching course to take people through, because it allows me to teach more people at a time, whereas in one-on-one consulting, there's only so many people I can, you know, help at a time. And I want to get, you know, this information out there as best I can. So that's what I'm doing right now quite a bit, is that professional podcasting coaching course.
Okay. And how do you access the course?
Well, if people right now, I'll be starting another round of this coaching course soon, probably beginning of April, it's looking like. And so right now I have an early notification list that people can get on. If they go to propodcastingcourse.com, propodcastingcourse.com, that will give you some quick information about that. You can get on the early notification list, and then I'll send out all the info for people to look over as soon as we ramp up to that point of starting a new coaching group.
Okay, so it's delivered in a podcast format, or do you have a live format that's taped later for podcast downloads?
Well, the way that it's done is, I've used a variety of online. It's all done online, and I've used a variety of online tools. It's recorded video screencasts, which is a very effective tool for showing people the way I do stuff. So it's like looking over my shoulder. There's audio files for download, and a number of checklists and tools and recommended resources. And so it's all delivered online. I haven't put it, I mean, oddly enough, I haven't put it through a podcast feed, although maybe that's something that I could do. I mean, right now it's for you to either download it or watch it or stream it from your computer online, just because it's, you know, kind of that protected material where you pay for it and then you get access to a page that you can go and look at it. But I suppose that's something I could consider, is putting it through a feed as well that people could subscribe to. But it's a lot of streaming video or video that you can download and watch on your computer.
Oh, okay. And you said it's an 8-week course?
Yes, it's an 8-week course. And so every module is, you know, just broken down to take you through an important step. You know, we start with planning, and, you know, then we move on to how you can very quickly get a web presence up, you know, a podcast page up, a blog up. How do you, you know, choose your, a lot about how do you choose your niche and your topic, how to plan the format, you know, best practices for recording the audio or the video, how to, you know, publish it online, promote it, how to monetize it. So it's just really my A to Z system of that, you know, all the stuff that I've done to achieve results, like, you know, being able to live anywhere in the world. Right now I'm living in Argentina, be able to, I mean, my podcast has helped me double my income. It's helped me get a book published, you know, without having to chase the publisher down myself. So there's lots of powerful things that podcasting can do, and so you know, it's a very powerful medium.
Okay, seems like our connection is getting kind of fuzzy there for a second.
Oh, sorry.
Now that you said you're in Argentina, the lines got jealous.
No, international, yeah, international lines. Sorry about that. Hopefully, it'll stick it through for us.
Yeah, please hold on. So that's great, because that's the same thing I'm trying to do, is to build my virtual presence so I can escape like you to wherever I choose to be. So I think that's just wonderful that you've done that and are willing to share how you're doing that. So now for the non-technical person that's interested in creating a podcast, how difficult is it for them to get started, and should they be scared?
Well, that's an excellent question, and certainly one that a lot of people ask about, because when it comes to return on investment from podcasting, you know, the amount of time that it's going to take you is an important consideration. I mean, the way I've designed my practice is I mean, I consider myself a busy, ambitious person, like many entrepreneurs and people are, and you want to get the most bang for your buck out of your time. So I definitely have become a big fan of outsourcing things as much as possible. And I try to stick to the content creation and the strategy and the promotion and things I enjoy and that I should be doing. So the way I teach to do podcasting is, I mean, my course, for instance, teaches everybody these best practices and how to understand, you know, the strategy and what's going on. But I certainly encourage everybody as quickly as possible to, you know, maybe hire somebody for very inexpensively to take care of maybe some of the audio editing or tweaking your website or even publishing things online, so you can turn on the mic and record and then send it off to somebody and you're, you know, and be working on the most important aspects of your business from that point on. So a lot of it can be handed off to employees or tech people or virtual assistants and stuff like that. And I think that a lot of content can be repurposed, for instance. I mean, I have a blog, I have a podcast, I create videos. And it can seem very daunting or overwhelming to try to handle all these different content channels. However, I try to make my content work for me over and over again across all these channels, meaning I can take, even this call that we're doing right here, like you said, you can put it out as internet radio or as a podcast, but then you could also go and have it transcribed and turn it into articles, or you could have somebody add pictures to it and turn it into a video that could go on YouTube. So, you know, try to be smart about the way you use your content across channels to streamline it and outsource it, automate it, and keep it as easy as possible for yourself. So there is a little bit of a learning curve, but again, the way I try to teach it is to get you to know the knowledge as quickly as possible that you need to know, and then start outsourcing the aspects that you can have somebody else do, so you can stick to what's, you know, enjoyable and necessary for you to do. And I mean, I'm of the opinion to try to make things as non-technical as possible. I mean, there's a lot of technology at play, but that's not what's important. What's important is that this makes it very easy for you to, and very inexpensively and conveniently, to reach new markets or to reach your current market and to connect with them and brand yourself as an expert. So You know, that's the philosophy that I follow with the way I do things and the way I teach other people to do things as well. So I don't think there's any reason to be scared. Definitely, you know, there will be a little bit of a learning curve, a little bit of time investment. But, you know, I've seen people get podcasts going up and going very quickly and start seeing results very quickly as well.
Fabulous. Yes, and it's fun. Jump into the podcast pool. You'll be addicted.
It is fun.
You'll like it. And it brings you a lot of notoriety. It's kind of like having, you know, that sense of being a publisher. You know, when people say when you become a publisher, then things change. It's kind of the same thing with podcasting because people find it really interesting what you're doing and want to jump on board with what you're doing and help out. So,
absolutely.
Jump into the water. Now, can we talk a little bit about monetizing your business? Because I know there are some people listening who have a podcast and are having trouble monetizing that. So could you touch on that a little bit?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to monetize podcasts, and it's certainly a question that comes up quite a bit. The answer that I like to give is certainly what's worked best for me. And that is that the way that I have made the most money for my podcasts is by providing premium content to my audience at a premium price. And here's what I mean by that. It's actually a pretty simple formula. You know, I decided who it was that I wanted to reach, a particular market, and that's a market that had, you know, very specific needs. I knew I could provide value to that market, and I'm using a podcast to connect with that market and develop a relationship with them. And that relationship is very powerful and valuable because these people who listen to my podcast have come to trust me as an expert, as somebody who has good information. And so when I share something, you know, they tend to listen and to want to use that information. Well, eventually, you know, the podcast, there's only so much info you can give out at a time in each episode. So eventually people are going to start asking, well, how do I get it all? How do I get the A to Z? How do I be more a part of what it is that you're doing? How is it that I can do more of what you're doing like you're doing it? And that's where these, you know, coaching courses came along. I made the one for podcasting called the Professional Podcasting Course. And I have another podcast called Internet Business Mastery that teaches people how to do business online, how to brand themselves online. And, you know, the same thing. Those listeners wanted to have more. They wanted the whole enchilada, the kitchen sink. And so we developed, again, an 8-week coaching course for them as well. And so I consider that premium content. Not only that, but we sold it at a premium price. Meaning people were willing to pay good money to have access to this information. And it wasn't hard to sell it to our audience because that relationship of trust was in place, and so marketing and sales become a lot easier when that relationship is in place, and podcasting is a very powerful tool for establishing that relationship. Now, there's other examples of premium content. I mean, it could be CDs, it could be books, it could be ebooks, it could be, you know, multimedia courses, like I mentioned, it could be DVDs, it could be maybe you give them access to some kind of membership, you know, password member-only access area of your website where they get, you know, premium, you know, special audios and special videos and special articles or tools that you've prepared for people who are paying you know, $10 or $20 or $50 a month or whatever the case may be to access that information. So premium content at a premium price is what I have found works really well for me, and I think works really well for anybody who considers themselves an expert, an author, a speaker, an information provider, a publisher of information. You know, that works really well. Now, of course, you can do ad placement and sponsorships, and sometimes those work well, too, and I think you should have a diverse portfolio of things that you use to monetize your podcast, but certainly premium content is one I think any podcaster should consider for making money from their podcast. So that's what I would share when it comes to, and that's what I teach the most when it comes to making money with your podcast.
Well, there you go. And that'll be taught in the course, too, because you'll cover all the information you said that you use, and you use that, so you'll cover that.
That's right.
So make sure you get online. And can you give the information on the website again?
Yeah, it's propodcastingcourse.com, propodcastingcourse.com.
And then you have a fabulous blog that you share information on. Do you want to share that site?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody just kind of wants to see some of the information I'm sharing on a daily basis, a good place to go is jasonvanorden.com, which is just my name, and I'll spell that out. It's J-A-S-O-N, VanOrden.com, jasonvanorden.com. Or if you, you know, just search for podcasting consultant, I'll come up there at the top of Google as well, and that will take you to my blog as well. And so that's where I just share some of my latest ideas and commentary and things about, you know, the development of podcasting and online content creation through my blog.
Yep. Fabulous stuff. Well, Jason, thanks so much for joining me today. Anything else you need to share before I let you go?
I guess just to repeat what you said, and that is just to dive in and do it. I think it's definitely worth trying. It's certainly changed my life. I think it's I can name a lot of other people whose lives or businesses it's changed or enhanced. It's a very powerful medium. And I'd say just dive in and do it.
And even corporations are into it now because
right.
I attended Blog World. I saw Southwest was there, and I guess they were one of the first corporations to actually jump in to that new media outlet, although I don't know if they're podcasting, it's blogging, but it's still within that realm of all this stuff that's going on. And you had a good word for it in the beginning. I forgot. It's part of the connection system.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I appreciate your time. Wait, now you got to tell me how you got to Buenos Aires. How did this come about?
Well, ever since my wife and I got married, we've been wanting to travel abroad and live abroad. And, you know, various things have kept us in different places, jobs, graduate school. Even at one point we had a band, and that kept us in one place for a few years. But finally the timing was right, and school for my wife was done. And since we just move online, or I'm sorry, since we work online, it allows us to move anywhere there's an internet connection and you know, still do our work and connect with clients and students. So we wanted to learn Spanish, and Buenos Aires and Argentina, just a fabulous place to live. So we took the plunge, and we moved down here a few weeks ago, and we're going to spend several months here learning the language and enjoying a new place, and then maybe we'll move on to another one. So that's how we ended up down here. We're just into the location-independent lifestyle for now, I guess. I think it's becoming very popular for people who work online and stuff. So that's how we ended up in Argentina.
That is fabulous. Well, enjoy it. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there one day soon.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.